So here's a weird thing, Bumper Podcast, something that I've never really done. This is the third try of starting the podcast. The first time I started, I was talking about my eldest kid who didn't want to go to school today. And it was a little too depressing because he just is not liking school. And so I talked about that for a while. And then I was just like, this is just too depressing. I don't want to talk about it. And then so I stopped and I restarted. And then I was talking about the hurricane that's happening right now. Hurricane Matthew, I think it's called. And how it's affecting the southeast. And then I went off on some tangent about this island that I used to go to as a kid. Called St. Simon's Island. It's down on the Georgia coast near Jacksonville, near Savannah. But then I didn't like that either. And so I actually restarted. Now this is the third time. Weird. Never do that. I never do that. But now I feel a little bit better, so that's good. I had to shake off the cobwebs, I suppose. So here's a... Today I got a notification from the old Facebook, and it was one of those, you know, on this day, back in this year, whatever... And it was about this time when I was in L.A. And I was in L.A. to pitch a cartoon to Cartoon Network. And I met with Craig McCracken, who does a bunch of stuff, and a bunch of other people. And it was an amazing opportunity. And I'd never pitched a show before, and I didn't know how it went. And there was this big pool of people that were pitching shows. And so I wrote everything up, and it was completely unprofessional. And it was me in a smallish room with two guys doing the pitch to the point. And so, like, I was acting out all the characters, and I was like, and then this guy says this, and then this guy says this, and then this happens. And I was rolling on the floor, and I was, like, on the table. Because I was, in my mind, I was just like, go big or go home. Like, you flew to L.A., on my dime to do this. You know, I'd been putting all this work into this thing, and I was just like, this is my chance. And so then I get an email a while later, and I made it to the second round, and the second round is storyboarding, and they give you a tiny amount of money to actually storyboard the project. And I'd never storyboarded them, so I was just, like, desperate to my friends who worked out there. I was just like, tell me what to do! How do I storyboard? And, you know, so I put the storyboard together and had to fly back out to L.A. and pinned it on the wall. And there were probably, I would say, 20, 25 people in the room at that point. So this was the production crew... I guess the animators, people who would be invested in this, and then the two main guys were there as well. And so I started doing the same thing. And, you know, it was like, this happens, and then this happens. Do you have any questions? Whatever. And it seemed like it went well again. And I think the next day, I got a call, and I didn't get it, which is, you know, this happens. That's fine. And it was depressing though, because the meetings, they were just like, or the call, he was just like, you know, man, it's, you know, it's a great idea. And it seems like, you know, I wish you could follow up on it. And I wish you lived out here and make it a lot easier to pitch this type of stuff. And I was just like, oh man. Yeah. I wish I lived out here too. If I had contacts and inroads at that point, like it feels like something could have happened. So then I went to a Panda Express and I was eating, some sort of delicious food. They were in some sort of a garlic fest at that point, which is one of my favorites. And, my wife calls me on the cell phone and I was pretty sad. I felt like I'd made it to the big game and then I didn't win the big game. And, I didn't even know if I was going to be able to play next year. And, so she calls. And I'm expressing all this, and she kind of cuts me off, and she goes, "Hey, guess what?" And I was like, "What?" She's like, "I'm pregnant." And I was just like, "Wait, what?" And it was the weirdest way to find out that she was pregnant, because I was in such a raw emotional place from not getting this show, And, you know, banding about in my head, like, ah, do I need to move to L.A.? I live in New York now. I think I lived in New York then. And, I was excited about, you know, potential baby. And, but I was, man, it was just weird. And so my brain was just, splintered. Because it's like, you know, you can't just divest yourself from the emotions that you're in right now. You can't just be like, I'm just going to shut this doll down and then we're going to just focus on this new cool thing. That's not, at least my brain doesn't work like that. Like, it's all still there. Oh, I'm sad. Oh, but I'm eating Panda Express. Oh, I didn't get my show. Oh, I'm having a baby. Oh, I'm in L.A. Oh, what am I doing with my life? It's, you know, it's all this weirdness. Oh, why aren't there any clouds here ever? Why is the sun always out? Why is it so beautiful? Why is everyone so beautiful? I have to get on a plane now. And then I turn into Eeyore a little bit. But you know, so then, you know, I moved back. I'm back out here. Had children. And so that kind of took away any of the time that I had to pitch shows. Which, again, is fine. But I feel like I lost the contacts out there. But I still got all my stuff. Still have those memories, right? And, you know, I figure eventually I'll have time to, you know, obviously to do the podcast. And to do the comedy. And to do all the other stuff that I do. We're working on something big here at headquarters. I can't even talk about it because I don't want to jinx it. But me and the kids are actually working on something big. And it's taking pretty much forever. It's so much work, but that's all I can say about it without... My kids made me sign an NDA. They were like, listen, we know you like to go on your little podcast and jibber-jabber. Well, don't you give away this idea. Because it's ours, and you're barely even a producer on it. So... as soon as they let me tell you about it, I will tell you about it, and it'll be very exciting. I have a ukulele that sits... And this is a weird tangent, I understand, but I'm staring at it. A ukulele that's right here, and it's always right here by where I record. And I got it because I was hoping... Because I never learned how to play the guitar that I would learn, because it has fewer strings and stuff. And I was like, oh, I'll get a ukulele, and then I can learn how to play that. And then I can learn how to play the guitar from there. Which I'm sure very few people go from ukulele to guitar. But I never know what to do with my fingers. And I do the instructional videos. And I do, I think I took a class at one point. That was for guitar. But I don't seem to have the roads in my brain open to pick up on how to remember where to put your... People are like, you put it on the E. And I'm like, where's the E? And then I have to look at a picture, and then I have to hold the picture upside down to match my fingers, and then I get confused because it's upside down and backwards, and I'm like, I don't have... My thumb's not on that side of my hand. And, it's depressing because I've just always wanted to be able to play the guitar or the ukulele, and I just never picked up on it. And I also wanted to learn how to play the piano. And we got, did I tell you, I got a piano that we got at a yard sale for $30, $33, a piano thing. And here's the thing: I brought it home. It has a stand. It's a, you know, electric keyboard. And I downloaded the manual so I can learn how to actually mess around with this thing. And, in my brain, I was just like, all right, let's spray this thing down with Lysol. Let's wipe it down. Let's clean it. And I forgot to do that. And then the kids are all over it. And then the kids get really sick. And so in my brain, I'm like, oh no, I've brought the sick, keyboard into my house. And it's the, to the tune of flu. So now it's down in the basement where no one can touch it until I can clean it, and then I don't know where it's gonna go. It's gonna go upstairs. It was really fun. The kids would come home every day and they would play with it. It was kind of nice. But it was also really loud, and it could get a bit annoying. So maybe we'll leave it in the basement. I don't know. But I want to learn how to play it, because it just seems like I make so many little songs that it would be fun to play. Man, this is a bit disjointed, Bumper Podcast. And here's the thing. You would think that on the third try that I would pull something together, that I would figure it out. To be fair, this is my second podcast of the week. To be also fair, I didn't do one last week. So I'm not trying to, you know, blow my own balloon here. But it's fine. It's fine. We're getting things off our chest, Bumper Podcast. We're getting to know each other a little bit better. You know that I can't play the ukulele. You know I used to go to St. Simon's. You know that my kid doesn't want to go to school. And you know so many things about me. So many secrets. Please don't. You're not going to share them, are you? You're not going to wander around the streets and be like, you know what I heard on the Bumper Podcast? I heard a lot of things. For instance, did you know that Bumper Car once